The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, I'm Anton Bentley and you're listening to Art for Art's Sake on Fresh FM, broadcasting across the top of the South. Today I'm joined in the studio by Miles Payne, who is the Education Program Manager at NCMA, Nelson Centre of Musical Arts, and he's going to be talking to us a little bit about the new adult education program which is about to be launched. So welcome, Miles. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me here today. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be able to tell you what we're doing at NCMA.
And it certainly looks like a really exciting program. I'm sure the listeners will think so too. So, just a bit about NCMA to start with before we get on to that. Can you just give an overview of the programs and services that NCMA offer in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, NCMA is right in the centre of Nelson, and it's a real beautiful music hub and a venue as well. So it's a place where you can experience music, you can take part in learning an instrument, you can join groups and activities, and you can also go to it as a centre and as a venue and see other people's performances. So it really is a hub there for all things musical right at the centre of Nelson.
And of course, it's recently been refurbished with earthquake strengthening and things like that. So can you tell us a little bit about the facilities that are at NCMA?
Well, the facilities are really state of the art. The refurbishment took place about 5 years ago now. And so it's been working wonderfully since then. But there was a whole sort of new suite of practice rooms added to it. There's a recital theatre and, of course, the auditorium, which is now earthquake-proof or earthquake-strengthened, I should say. has got the most beautiful acoustic. Honestly, it's delightful to play in. And I think that's the one thing that I notice, you know, working there, is that all the performers who actually play on that stage are just blown away by the quality of the acoustic in this beautiful, beautiful old building.
I understand it's widely regarded as one of the best auditoriums in the Southern Hemisphere.
Let's just go with the best.
Okay, I'm
happy with that as well.
Nelson, we have the best. Okay. So getting on to the adult education program, it's a new venture for NCMA.
Yes.
What inspired the creation of this program to start with?
Well, look, we have lovely education programs going on already, and these have been really... they're well established and they've been going on for a long time. And something in joining this year, NCMA, I could see that there are times when the building's not being utilised in the mornings and sort of later on in the evenings. And also that our programmes are very much centred around children in that kind of time, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock after schools, where we run a lot of free beginner classes and affordable group classes, and just a lot of education happens for children, but not much happens for adults. And I think there are various barriers that do exist for our adult learners and our adult communities. And what we're trying to do with these courses is maybe take away some of those barriers and make things more possible for adults to actually just get involved and started in music and to really just enjoy the power of music.
Now, I was overwhelmed at the number of the options that were available.
Oh, good.
So could you perhaps just, I don't think we've got time to go into them all, but could you maybe give us a bit of an overview of the courses that are being offered?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've tried to think about courses that would be suitable for all different types of people on their stages of learning. So maybe there are people who have always wanted to play a musical instrument but feel they've never had the chance. Or sometimes I think people can feel that actually taking on board an instrument is you know, is such a long commitment. And who wants to be committed for the next 8 years to be learning an instrument? So we've got these short courses there as a way that people can actually try things for a short amount of time and they can experience learning those instruments but not necessarily have to feel they've got the commitment for this going on forever. So we've got beginner for beginners. We've got the guitar, the ukulele, the piano and the violin. Really popular instruments there that people can come along and have a go at. And also for beginners, we've got some rhythm and movement classes. So we've got a lovely tutor who's going to be taking people through the Romani tradition of drumming and looking at the migration of the Romani tradition through Europe and right the way through to the north of Africa, and going through his vast knowledge and vast collection of drums to sort of explain and let people have a go at that as a drumming group. So, and also movement as well. So we've got, you know, it's not just all about music, it's also about movement as well. So Brazilian rhythms with Vamos, and also some samba and some rumba kind of rhythms taking place as well. So we definitely have plenty there for the beginners who've never done music before.
How about instruments? Do they need to buy an instrument to do them? Are they available for hire? Or
yeah, that's a really good question, Anton. We do have a whole load of instruments at NCMA that people can hire for a short time. So that definitely doesn't want to be a barrier. For something like the ukulele and the guitar, I think we'll probably find most people have got one lying around or one they can borrow. But definitely not for the violin, and we do have those available.
Fantastic. What do you think sets the education programme at NCMA apart from maybe similar things that are available around the region?
Yes, there are adult classes all around the region, and we don't really want to be in competition with those at all. It's really about just trying to provide things that are there for the community to access. Ours are very specific. So on the beginner level, we do have those beginner classes, but we also have two other kind of skill levels, let's say intermediate and advanced, where there are much more specific things to do with these courses. So maybe if you're an intermediate learner and you've already played an instrument, maybe while you're at school and you just haven't played it for the last 20 or 30 years and you think, oh, you'd like to get back into that again, there are probably classes there to help you do that.
Fantastic.
And we have classes that are things that are very specific, let's say like a violin class that's specifically targeting techniques. So if you're a violinist or you are an intermediate level violinist and you want some help with third position or being able to bow better, there we are. We've got a class that'll just do that in a one-off workshop.
Right.
So some very specific things. Moving right the way up to our advanced classes, and when I say advanced, I just mean competent on an instrument. We're not talking professional booking out a concert hall or anything. It's really just about, you know, you can play your instrument.
Yeah.
And so if you're a guitarist, for example, and you know that you love playing the guitar, but you want to expand your knowledge base into the rumba or the flamenco guitar, or maybe doing looping, which is such a cool technique, or even into guitar improvisation, then we've got courses for all of these things as well. So there's plenty of interest there, I think, for people, no matter what your skill level.
Fantastic. That sounds absolutely brilliant. I think as a teacher myself, I think one of the things that was always drummed into us was about being lifelong learners, which is something I certainly agree with. And you know, I'm of that opinion that it's never too late to learn.
Yes.
What do you think, though, are the benefits of picking up an instrument and starting to learn as an adult?
I think there's always benefits to, I think just like you say, lifelong learning. I think it's good for our minds, it's good for communities, it's good for our own personal sort of sense of well-being. But I think what we're noticing with this is that certainly in our community at NCMA, we have a lot of elderly people who come through. And a lot of our courses that are on these adult short courses are targeted specifically at our elderly community. I was talking to Colleen Ray-Gerard, who is a wonderful concert pianist. She's got an international career behind her, and she's retired to Nelson now. And she's running a course that's called Piano for Older Hands. And it's the concept behind it is that you're never too old. that maybe, yes, when you were younger, you could play better and you could play more virtuosically, and maybe things are more difficult now. Maybe hands are slightly arthritic or challenged in that kind of way, or maybe our minds aren't quite so snappy as they used to be. And I think we all understand that.
I do.
But she's got a lovely class that she's going to be running for people to get together and play to each other and then receive some instruction from her as an expert tutor. And a lot of our courses are designed with the elderly in mind. Some of our movement ones too, we've got yoga there, which is for definitely, I mean, there are two yoga classes and one will be targeted more towards maybe a younger generation. But the older one for yoga will have things like chair yoga and things that focus on breathing and well-being and meditation that are very gentle for our senior citizens.
Lovely. That sounds great. So people come and they enroll and they're doing the classes and that kind of thing, which is fantastic. Are there opportunities then for the learners to maybe collaborate or perform together or in other programs?
Yes, for sure. We see these short courses as just the very start of things. They're tasters for people to have a go, see if they like it, see if they want to continue. And then as a learning hub that we are, we've got over 70 accredited teachers and we definitely have the right people to be able to put our adult learners into contact with to be able to progress their music. Last weekend, I had just the loveliest weekend going to the Orchestral Pathways concert, and the weekend before that, the student concert. And the Orchestral Pathways one particularly had so many adults involved, you know, of all ages, as well as children. I mean, on the stage, there were about 60, 70 people, I would say, and ranging from real youngsters right the way through to, I think, the oldest guy I saw walking out, he had a Zimmer frame with him and he was and he said, I'm not sure I'm going to do this next year, I'm not sure I'll be able to, but I think you probably will.
Yeah.
Amazing people, that kind of community spirit where people come together like that. And I think these adult short courses we're doing are just the start, really. If you like it, there's a pathway in there for you to get involved with music.
Fantastic. Now, I know that Nelson has many, many fantastic teachers. Mm. Who are some of the teachers that you've got taking these courses?
Well, let's look at something, one of our very first courses that's starting. So Rosemary Galton is taking a consort class. Now, this is one of the more advanced classes for people with good choral skills, and that's really part singing in madrigals and maybe music going back to the 15th century even, you know, and it'll be sort of one person on each part. And Rosemary has taught, well, I mean, she's been teaching with us for a year or so now, but she's been in some of the best choirs in Europe. And when I sort of was speaking to her and I see what she's actually, the choir she's been involved with, she's got such incredible knowledge and experience that'll be wonderful for anyone singing with her to sort of, you know, gain that experience from. And somebody like Jason Baller too, who's the director of the Civic Choir. And he's, you know, when I look at all the places that he's performed and the people who he's conducted, I mean, to be able to have access to him and his skills and his talents are quite extraordinary. But, I mean, if we go to a different extreme, you know, it's not all about the classical. We've got a lovely tutor like Bo Aid Simpson, who does looping. And, you know, I mean, his skills are young and they're fresh and they're modern and they're sort of a great sort of adventure in music. And I think that, you know, you really just find where you fit in music, the things you like, and find the right teacher.
Mm.
We've got, like I said, it's over 70, so it's difficult to choose ones to pick from, really.
and what I think is great is there are so many different styles and genres that people can choose from. It's not just classical, which I think a lot of people may perhaps have that preconception of.
Oh, I'm sure people have the preconception, and maybe that's true of the past. Maybe it did used to be that it was really all about violins and cellos and things, but But for now, we're definitely sort of, we expand. We've got a rock and pop program. We've got students learning the drum kit, and as well as the electric guitars and the guitars.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time to talk too much more, Miles, which is unfortunate because so much fascinating information about this course. But meanwhile, where can people find out more information and perhaps book for some of these courses?
Yeah, well, we'd love people to come along and join us. The best way to do this is either to phone us at NCMA or to look at our website, ncma.nz. And right there on the homepage, there's a button that says Adult Short Courses. You press that and it'll take you to all the courses. We've got 33 courses on offer. And at the bottom of each of those courses, there's a booking button where you can get involved.
Couldn't be easier.
It couldn't be. We tried to make it easy.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for joining me today, Miles.
My pleasure.
It's been wonderful to talk to you. Yeah. You've been listening to Art for Art's Sake. I'm Anton Bentley, and I've been talking to Miles Payne, who is the Education Program Manager at NCMA.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.